Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, and welcome to this radio program, my friends. Great success. We just heard the super, super, super song by the local band called Bone Daddies. Hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, because the Bone Daddies have a brand new album called Sinister City, and that was the title track. And special day today, because I have the members of the Bone Daddies here. The Bone Daddies, legendary local ska band, and this is one of the few bands who in local music who mixes rockabilly, punk rock, ska. They're from Maple Ridge, and even some of their lyrics inspired by safety containers, some sort of poisonous liquids.
I think you're talking about our song Chica, which Skip originally got the idea from.
It was a Peligro on those Slippery Wet Wet signs.
Yeah.
Danger.
So not that many bands get the lyrics from safety poisonous containers and then sing in Spanish.
Yes, that and Google Translator helped a lot.
Yeah.
You spoiled the whole secret.
Damn it.
And I mean, we're bilingual.
Oh, of course.
And today we have a double super feature, because not only Bone Daddies is releasing their brand new album Sinister City on June 31st, also the local Heroes Ska, the Brass Action, the friends of the show, great local band releasing their debut full-length album, if I can say so, called Making Waves. Correct statement?
Yep, that sounds good.
And we have Garrett here, the bass man, bass player, bass man, what's the word?
I go by either, whatever.
G-man bass.
The bass man.
Bass gentleman here in studio. Both bands have brand new releases, and also both bands are playing shows this coming Friday. Correct statement?
Yeah, tomorrow our shows are going to fight each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Theirs is probably going to win, but it seems tougher than ours.
Yeah.
So, the Bone Daddies Friday, June 31st, a Sinister City release party and tour kickoff with Drag Strip Devils and Guts and Glory at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge. Correct statement?
Yes, yes, tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome.
And the Brass Section, June 21st, this is Friday, the Brass Section, the Easy Brothers, Overtime, and Remember Light Bright playing at the Railway Club. This is sort of also a release out, kind of.
I guess you could call it a pre-release, because our album technically comes out on Tuesday, but I hear we might have copies at the show. So
you have some insider
information. Pick them up a little early.
So. Maybe some download codes.
Yeah, something fancy.
So both great local bands. I'm very excited to have both bands in studio. Here we have from Bone Daddies, Johnny and Skiff.
Hello.
Hello.
And Garrett from the Brass Action. So let's, in the first half of the show, we'll focus a little bit more on Bone Daddies. We'll talk a little bit about the brand new release, Sinister City. And then we'll talk to Garrett about Brass Action's new album, Making Waves. Let's start with the music from the Bone Daddies. And I would like to play a couple of songs from their brand new release. And let's start with a song called Chica. This is a song which was inspired by poisonous lyrics.
Yes, yes.
True.
Warning labels helped us write this song.
All right, so let's start, and then we'll get to some conversation which will be translated in Spanglish and in broken English. And I'm in charge of broken English.
Sounds good.
All right, let's start. This is Bone Daddies, local ska heroes from Maple Ridge, and this is a song called Chica.
Hey! Chica.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're also available on this website called CITR.ca on this area called Internet. This is in computers. And this is Rocket from Russia, and I have two local great bands, Bone Daddies and the Brass Actions, both bands, local great ska bands releasing brand new albums. And we just heard two songs from the album called Sinister City. This is a new release by Bone Daddies, and the last song we heard was called Dumb Punk, and before that we heard Chica.
Correct.
Alright, so as I said in the first half of the show, we'll more focus on Bone Daddies, and then we'll switch to Garrett with the Brass Action. First of all, guys, congratulations on the release of brand new album Sinister City. As I told you, I just listened to only two or three times to the album, but I'm already seeing there's a great, great progress from your debut release, which was 3 years ago. And in terms of production, in terms of songwriting, it's just really, I can see that you worked hard and there's progress. Congratulations on the release.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked pretty hard on it. I mean, the production thing is mostly all due to the wonderful sound engineer that we actually got hooked up with, is our good buddy Chain the Brain. He did an awesome job on us. Super nice guy, golden ears, like, you know, he really, really pushed us to just make the album sound really good and spot on. Anything that we were slacking on, he'd catch us and really whipped us into shape.
But you know, I also hear some to me, which looks like a positive changes in the songwriting process. For example, the title track Sinister City, what I think you would have done in the first album, instead of right going to singing, you would have done just some long intro, and I feel like this song really needs the action right away, especially this is the first song of the album, so I see those positive changes overall on the album, and I think that, you know, that's why I'm saying this is a step for you guys.
Yeah, we think so. Definitely, some of the songs on this album, some of them are a little bit older that didn't really... A couple of the songs were from, actually, back when we wrote the first album, but they just didn't have time or studio money, so they just weren't quite there yet, so they've been more fleshed out. Lots of the songs are all skiffy here. He's the talent, so he's...
Yeah, and over the years, they've improved, of course, right? Because you write new parts and the songs evolve, so you get... Yeah, something that was better on this album.
And speaking of two different songwriters, because you guys are main songwriters in the band, right?
True. Yeah.
I have the... thank you for the present. I have the first album. Johnny gave me the actual CD copy of that. And it says that half of the songs written by Skiff and half of the songs written by Johnny. And I got the feel that Skiff writes more like melodic, poppy in a good way sounding harmony songs. And you, Johnny, like maybe saying aggressive, it's too much, but you're writing like those punk rock songs.
Yeah, we definitely have a different voice when we write, but I mean, even the songs are like a song that I write and a song that Skiff's write, like, we may have written it separately, and then we bring it to the table, and then we put our own spins on it. And since we have such a different kind of flavor in the way we write songs, that when it comes together, it makes a really unique mash that just works really well.
It works well. Sometimes I'll have a riff or a rhythm in my head, and I, for the life of me, can't think of some lyrics. So I'll say, John, can you write some lyrics for this? Or vice versa. You know, he'll have some lyrics, and I'll put some music to it, and there you go.
Yeah, this is interesting to know those things, those, like, you know, insider's information. Johnny, we will talk a little bit more in the end of the show about the radio, but you are host of the legendary local radio show Red Radio, and on CJSF 90.1 every Thursday, 10 to 11 p.m.
Correct. Yeah, I was actually talking to Scotty when I came on the show on Monday, and I was saying how if you time your day properly, you can get 2 hours of punk rock between CITR and CJSF, exactly 12 hours apart from each other.
Yeah, you can set a time bomb for 12 hours.
Exactly.
Doing the show for over two years now, right?
I think I'm coming up on my third year.
Do you think, you know, listening to music every week and finding new music every week, did it help you as a songwriter?
I don't know. I've just always been a huge music fan, right? So I've been listening to bands since, I mean, as long as I can remember, like elementary school. I've just, you know, always been just finding new bands and just digesting the music and taking it all in, and then
influence kind of from them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's definitely, like, in any songs that I write or Skiff write, you can definitely hear our influences. You know, like, I'm a huge Rancid fan, and you can definitely hear like the Tim Armstrong, Operation Ivy, Hellcat kind of influence that I have on my stuff. Same with Skiffy, when he writes songs, especially with our other bands, Still Spirits, you can hear his you know, his bluegrass and folk, and lots of us, you know, we all have our own kind of genres that we really kind of dig into, and that, that plays out in what we put out there musically.
Nice. You have the new album coming out, and Sinister City, the name of the album, and the release party is happening this Friday in Maple Ridge at the Wolf Bar, and you're playing the Drag Strip Devils and Guts and Glory, and then you're going on tour with Guts and Glory.
Yes.
This is not your first West Coast tour. This time, going on West Coast tour, was it a little bit easier for you to book the tour?
Yeah, well, we actually had a bit of a problem with this tour because I originally started booking it back in February because, you know, coming from the last tour, I knew how hard it was to book stuff and how quickly like all the bars in the interior get booked up for the summer. So I started working on it really early, and then unfortunately I put my faith in a company that said they were going to help us with the tour, and due to circumstances that was out of everyone's hands, it just kind of fell apart. So luckily the guy I was working with came to me, you know, manned up and be like, look, I can't pull this off. I don't have the time. There's too many things going on in my life. So I had about 2 months to get the album
to pick
up the pieces and put the tour together. Really more like a month and a half because we had to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that month and a half, I put together a tour, and thankfully, like, our friends in the Drag Strip Devils and the Class Action from Calgary and a couple other people that we met from the last tour helped us out a lot. If it wasn't for their help, this thing wouldn't have come together. So, in some sense, it was easier because I had those contacts, but it was also harder because I didn't have as much time as I wanted to do it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's turned out very well. I'm super stoked, and I'm super happy for all the help from friends and other bands that we've worked with. You know, it helps to help out bands.
Just get together some gas money and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, exactly.
So the fans can give you the gas money on June 31st, Friday, at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge, where you'll be releasing the Sinister City.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the show's tomorrow night, the 21st, at the Wolf. It's going to be a free show. We were kind of tossing back whether we should charge admission or not, but we decided we wanted more people just to come and, you know, get to experience the party. We didn't want anyone to not be able to come just because they didn't have $10 or whatever cover was. So come, the show's free. If you can, buy an album or a t-shirt, help us out. We're going to have a donation box up by our merch case to help us with gas money. So if you come to the show, you enjoy yourself, you think it's worth some cash, please drop us some donation money so we can afford gas to go on tour.
All right, let's listen to one more song from The Bone Daddy, is the last track called Wheelman from your album, and then we'll switch gears and talk about the Brass Action's brand new album. But for now, this is The Bone Daddy, is the song called Wheelman.
I know.
Ford, so I took a job that paid so much that I could not ignore.
Do not ignore.
I knew that I'd be going out and wrecking twisted steel. That wheel and my sweaty hands was the only thing that's real. Cause I know that my luck was rough. Some say I play with life and death, but I live by the gun.
Well,
this guy's in it too close, now the sound's running out. I always thought it was the best, but now I start to doubt. Cause I know that my luck was rough. We're going at breakneck speed. This cop is thirsty for my blood, and he's catching up to me. Well, the one thing faster than my ride is a bullet through my chest. I'm going out on a ball of flames, and man, you know the rest. Cause I know that my luck was rough.
We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Rocket from Russia. This is CITR. This is 101.9 FM radio station. Great success. We just heard a great, great song from the album called Sinister City by Bone Daddies. That was the last track of the their brand new album, Wheelman. And the CD release part, oh, album release part, yes. This is more current way of saying this statement, is happening tomorrow, June 21st, at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge. The last take, where people can find and listen to the album and find information about the band.
Yeah, I mean, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bone. It's got links to all of our, you know, our Twitter, our YouTube, our Bandcamp. You can get the whole album. It's going to be up on Bandcamp. It's up right now, actually. You can buy it if you want. Bonedaddies.bandcamp.com. That's from shit.
All right, let's now listen to a couple of songs by The Brass Action, their brand new album, Making Waves, and then we'll talk about The Brass Action and their brand new album called Making Waves. Great sentences, one of my best, probably.
You're doing very well, Tim.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR. This is Rocket from Russia. We are playing local ska music here on Radio Waves, and we making some waves. This is probably the lamest way to present the new album by the band called The Brass Action. Making Waves, the brand new album by the local band. And we just heard two songs by The Brass Action. The last two opening tracks. The last song was Jack Kerouac. I'm probably not pronouncing this correctly, but Garrett will... Close, yeah. Good. And then the opening track, Devil Down Below. All right, so we'll talk to Garrett, who is the the bassman, the best bass player in the band. First of all, congratulations on the release of this magnificent album, Making Waves. By the way, the cover art is done by... combination 13.
Go Steve.
Your release is a little bit structured differently from the Boned Ages, because Boned Ages, it's all new stuff. This is your first full full-length release, full album, and it features two first EPs, which you recorded in 2011 and 2012.
Yeah, basically a year apart. So,
The four new songs, were they written a little bit later, other than new songs, and why did you choose this way of packaging this whole thing together as an album?
I think the splits up into the EPs were just kind of, we wanted to get some stuff recorded and get it out there. So it's expensive doing a whole album all at once, so kind of went with the staggered EP approach. The newer songs, a lot of them came later, like that last one, Jack, you just heard. I know Ryan wrote that one just recently. So
I know that there's an interesting story behind the song.
I hope I get the story right. Like I said, Ryan wrote it, but Jack Kerouac is the poet author. I think his book's called Down the Road, but anyways, Ryan's grandfather was a particularly large fan of the guy and ended up writing a poem about him. And wow, the lyrics were, or the words from the poem were translated into the lyrics for the song. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is cool. The other song, which is an opening track, and the song we heard the first of the piano intro, is called The Devil Down Below. Not only the song was featured on the free compilation Scarface Evolution, released by thedyingscene.com, it also featured in the Super Movie.
Yes, Super Movie. Yeah, it's going to be in a movie called Horns, which I believe is coming out in October this year. Pretty random story. We just got asked by a casting director one day randomly if we wanted to be in a movie, and we didn't know anything about what kind of movie or what it was going to be, but it turned out to be a movie with Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. the Harry Potter. So, so yeah, we got to go out and do the filming. I guess it was back in December. And
so you are actually in the movie?
Yeah, we're all in the movie.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Yeah. The Brass Action made it.
I made something, that's for sure.
Made 12 song album.
Yeah, we were all like unbelievably stoked to be involved with that, so definitely cool.
No, yeah, this is cool, and this is you know, something that doesn't really happen on the regular basis to local bands. Also, the other cool thing which I found, that you played at the BMO Half Marathon route and in May, and that was interesting. How does it feel to play punk rock music in front of a bunch of running people?
I think personally, I would say that was one of the funnest shows that I've ever played, pretty much ever, because...
Could you please describe, because I saw the pictures, but I don't really understand. The people are running, you playing music, like, how does it all look?
Yeah, so we were basically, we just had a tent set up, like, right at the exit of the Stanley Park, basically. So I think we were at kilometer mark 20 out of 22, so pretty close to the end of the race. People were all tired and da-da-da. But, yeah, it was awesome. It was basically 10,000 people ran by us over the course of 2 hours. And
did you have to play for 2 hours?
Yeah, just kind of... Well, we take, like, talking breaks and, you know, tell bad jokes.
You play the same song twice because it's, like, never...
Yeah, exactly. It even got to the point where we were, like, using the same inter-song material. I feel bad for the guys that were, like, working the water station right next to us, because they heard the same, like, terrible lines and jokes. And, yeah, like, run faster.
Which has the best jokes?
But still, this is another pretty unique thing about the Brass Action. The Brass Action Making Waves, the new album, comes out on June 25th. And you guys are playing as well tomorrow, June 21st. The Brass Action, the Easy Brothers, Overtime, and Remember Light Bright at the Railway Club. And this is some sort of, as you say, pre-release party, right?
I guess you could call it an unofficial pre-release. Should be a good time. I'm stoked to play with the Easy Brothers. I've listened to them for years. And
yeah, they're back.
Never got to play with them. Yeah, stoked they're back. So,
let's tell the listeners and the humans who are listening to this radio waves where they can find the music and the band, the Brass Action, on the internet.
Yeah, the easiest way is just to go to thebrassaction.com, and then you have links to
You have a very handy website.
Any form of social media that you choose. But yeah, we're on Facebook. The album's up on Bandcamp at thebrassaction.bandcamp.com. You can check out a few of the songs and pre-order. And if you pre-order, you get the three songs right away and then the rest of them on Tuesday when it comes out. So
nice. Let's listen to another song, the favorite Johnny song from the album, called Pick Me Up.
It's so good.
Let's check out another song by the Brass Action, and then we will talk a little bit about the radio and a few things of the importance, or at least anti-importance, of podcasts in the punk rock scene. But for now, the Brass Action, the song called Pick Me Up.
Came into the streetlight.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR, local radio station, local music. This is Rocket from Russia, punk rock radio show. We just heard a song by the band called The Brass Action from their brand new album, Making Waves, debut full-length album. That was a track called Pick Me Up. All right. Okay, and as I promised in the last part of the show, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of podcasts and local radio stations in the punk rock scene. Maybe not importance, maybe anti-importance, maybe disimportance, I don't even know. But I just wanted to throw this topic to you guys, because you all play in the local bands, and Johnny, you do an amazing radio show, Red Radio, every Thursday, 10 to 11 p.m., CJSF 90.1 FM, CJSF.ca.
Yes, that is correct.
You're good.
Well done.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
You got it.
And Garrett, I know that you listen to some podcasts, so I just wanted to see what you think. Are those things important, and why is it important? No, I'm kind of giving you the answer. This is boring, but I just wanted to see your opinions, and I would like to start with Garrett, because you, as a listener, what do you think is the role? Is there a role of the podcast and the local radio station in the punk rock scene here in CD and overall in the world?
Well, I definitely like how, we were talking about this as we came in, it's just how you can get such a random variety of music on a lot of these radio stations and like the local stuff. Bands you never heard of, and just like turn it on for 3 hours and listen to all kinds of crazy stuff. So I've definitely listened to your show and to Rad Radio and other stuff, and heard bands I've never heard of before, and then like went and found them and bought their stuff, and yeah, it's just a great way to find new music. So.
Johnny?
Yeah, like I definitely agree with what Garrett says. I mean, I think that like podcasts and stuff and local radio is extremely important, right? Because I mean, now like a lot of people think that radio is kind of dead because, you know, there's the internet. Like any band you could possibly ever want, you know, you can just, it's there, you can find it. But when you listen to a show, you kind of get attached to the host. Like, I listen to you, I listen to Scotty, I listen to Roots Rock Rebel. I try to listen to a lot of local podcasts and international podcasts. And, you know, you get kind of attached to the host and their kind of taste in music. And then they bring you stuff that they like. And since you kind of like the host, you find that. And you might not have find those bands otherwise. Like, yeah, you can search on the internet for, you know, just type in punk or ska or something like. And you'll get, you know, a million things. But when you have a personal connection to why you're listening to this music, it helps. It's like when you're, you know, when you were younger and people would make mixtapes, right? And your friend would be like, oh man, I made this tape, like check out all this stuff, or they burn you a CD. And you know, you'd have all these bands you'd never heard of, and then you'd go and be like, oh cool, I've never heard of, you know, like the Agrolites before, like I'm gonna go check them out. And you did that because your friend recommended to you. It's better, it feels more personal, like you're making a discovery, more so than just, you know, letting Google tell you what to listen to.
Certainly a better variety of new music than anything, you know, mainstream radio, I would say.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel the same, feel the importance, and I feel that there are people who just, like you said, radio is dead for them, or they're not interesting because they're just sorts of people, maybe different interests, but at the same time, I'm sure there's a group of people who are always on the lookout for the new music and who are into this stuff, so who can sit in front of their radio or computer for an hour and actually listening to new music, and they have the hunger for that. Yeah. So I think there's like groups of people, I don't know if it's really not even equal, but there are groups of people who don't care, and at the same time there are groups of people who are extremely passionate about it.
Exactly. Also, the nice thing about, you know, local radio, exactly, is because like on mainstream radio, you know, you have commercials, you have advertising, you have bands that are put there because they have money that's been being promoted to them. Whereas in local radio, it's passion that drives the music, that drives, you know, what's going on in the charts. And also you get to hear about, you just don't learn new bands, but you also get to hear about what's going on in the scene, which you don't get from anywhere else. You can't, sure, you'll like Google search and find a bunch of ska punk bands, but if you're in your town and you want to go see this stuff for live, like how else are you going to hear about it unless you tune into podcasts, right? Like,
yeah.
You get to hear what's going on in the heart of the city, so that's cool.
Yeah. Speaking of seeing bands live, tomorrow, June 21st, both bands, the Bone Daddies and Brass Actions, playing two separate shows. The Bone Daddies, you can go and travel all the way to Maple Ridge into the Wolf Bar and see the Bone Daddies, the Drag Strip Devils, and Guts and Glory, free show.
Yes, free show.
Free show.
That's the only thing we have on the Brass Action Show, but they've got better bands. ours is free.
That beautiful drive out to beautiful Maple Ridge.
Yep, and our bar has no windows.
I hear Maple Ridge.
You're just killing them. This is two super advantages.
I was about to say, I hear the weather is lovely in Maple Ridge, but if there's no windows, you won't get
it.
The Wolf is the premier windowless bar.
Yeah. The Brass Action, playing in the window... Help me.
Multiple windows.
Bar called Railway Club. Tomorrow, June 21st, the Brass Action, the Easy Brothers, Overtime, and the Remember Light Bright, the Brass Action doing the pre-release show. And so you can make a choice. Not about the music, it's all about the windows tomorrow.
Yes. Windows or no windows.
So how many windows you'd like on a Friday night? Less than one, go to Maple Ridge. More than zero, Relay Way Club.
There you go.
It's a very easy solution.
It's that easy.
And this is what the local college radio is all about. Not about local music. It's all about windows. All right, my friends. Thank you so much for coming to this radio program. Thank you so much for your support. Great music. Being great friends, humans, and musicians.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks for being an awesome host.
Thank you. All right, so if you like what you heard, you can find the bands on Bandcamp. Both bands have those types of page where you can find their music. The Bandcamp, Brass Action and Bone Dennis. We are all pretty active on the website called Twitter. There you can fit in sometimes 104 syllables. Not syllables.
Characters. Short syllables.
Sure, very short. Very short syllables. Very minimalistic syllables.
Yes. 140 single syllables.
Follow us. We talk to each other with the help of this program and with the help of syllables and even characters. If you like this radio program, you can check out the CITR.ca. All the podcasts are available there. The Tumblr page, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. And iTunes. Subscribe to this program and receive all the fresh new episodes of this radio program. Thank you so much for listening, and I'd like to finish up the things with the Brass Action, the song called Chicken House. This is a newer song of their new album. And again, thanks guys, thanks so much for coming to the station.
Thank you.
All right, Brass Action, Chicken House, adios, thank you, gracias, bye bye.